Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of middle fall. I'm used to knowing where I am, and even who I am, by what I see and name around me. I tell my time that way, too. But when I visited my daughter in Italy this past June, we walked the fields of Umbria and we crossed the straits to Sicily and then to Sardinia, and I was surrounded by plants that I couldn't name. In the Mediterranean landscape, I saw shapes that would have been so simple for even an amateur botanizer to identify, but they were, to me, plants of a parallel universe. So instead of counting petals and noticing the placement of leaves as I might have done if I wanted to classify these flowers, I stroked their sleek, forgiving shapes that gave way so easily under my touch. In willing abandon, I kissed their stamens and their pistils. I found bright and fleshy lips that fragrantly returned my favors. I rubbed my nose to them instead of analyzing them. I listened to the names they gave to me instead of to the names I would have given them. I tasted pollen, rubbed leaves between my fingers, the better to absorb the identities they gave me. Some were tightly wrapped purple blues. Some were spread wide open whites, holding nothing back. Petal after petal of wide-eyed hands to touch me. Some were shy and tiny and pink, and others rough and prickly, golden. Their family, genus, and species all lost on me. Set free from nomenclature that might have solved taxonomic puzzles, I saw and I fondled creatures in themselves. I stroked and licked and sniffed. The lesson being plain enough, that words and even order are distracting and deceptive. The physical body is syntax enough. Taste and smell and touch, the true parts of speech. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of middle fall. In the meantime, throw away your grammars. The world is waiting.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.